like that. So I do think the biggest Patriots takeaway from the weekend, and again, you guys are all encouraged to weigh in on this. I think the biggest Patriots-related takeaway, beyond like the fans, but how it relates to the team, is that Jalen Hurts, I think, exposes Bill Belichick in a bunch of different ways when it comes to him evaluating quarterbacks or an inability to evaluate quarterbacks in today's present day and age. And I've illustrated this many times in the past. I'm happy to do it again. Bill's got a type when it comes to quarterbacks. He likes a pocket quarterback. He likes an accurate quarterback. He doesn't want a guy who improvises or goes off script or is mobile in any way. Although I feel like that's very inconsistent for Bill, because anytime they go against a mobile quarterback, they completely change the way they play defensively because they add a threat with their legs. But Bill wants a system guy who comes in and executes his system, so that way, you know, Bill can be the star of the show or whatever. For whatever reason, whatever the motivation is, he doesn't want a quarterback that operates outside of his system. And so I think Hurts exposes him a couple different ways. Number one, he's just a mobile quarterback that Bill has traditionally, not always, I mean, he's brought in some mobile QBs, but traditionally has shied away from. And specifically, and Arcan can speak to this, you know, I thought that year when they let Brady go, the 2020 draft coming out of the 2019 season, you look back at it, it was such a mistake to try to hand it off to Jarrett Stidham, panic and pivot to Cam Newton, not have a plan at quarterback. They didn't draft a guy that year. And Jalen Hurts was sitting there in the second round when the Patriots had multiple picks. And instead they went with Duggar and Uche. Fine. They're both fine. I think Patriots fans way overrate Duggar. I think Uche had like a Tully Bantakane, Mark Anderson kind of season where he came in and fell on some quarterbacks. How much of a difference maker is he? We can debate. But they had two second rounders that year. Hurts was a second rounder. You weren't going to get Burrow at one. You weren't going to get Tua or Herbert, barring a big move up the board, which Bill doesn't do. They should have been in on Jalen Hurts. That's their kind of guy. They've taken quarterbacks in the second round before. I mean, hell, now with Mac, they've taken a quarterback in the first round. But at that time, the second round is where they would start taking guys. I think you look at it and go, Jalen Hurts is in a Super Bowl, and he does all these things that Bill Belichick is afraid to do with a quarterback, whether it's with his legs or, you know, being a guy who operates outside the script, and he was there for the taking. I think him being here exposes the blind spot that Bill has had. And I'm sorry, Mac Jones is no Jalen Hurts. I question if Mac Jones is a starter in the NFL. And so, and I think Bill, based on some of his commentary, questions the exact same thing. So I think that's my biggest takeaway. Hurts is there, and you could have had him. And I think Bill shies away from that type of quarterback, and specifically Jalen Hurts in 2020.
See, I don't disagree with you, and I would actually take it a step further, because you're kind of talking about Bill as the GM. And I wonder, as a coach at this point, and I've said this a couple of times already, but this is a great illustration of it. Is he at a point in his career where he's actually interested in developing a young quarterback? In actually going along for that ride? Because you look at what happened with Jalen Hurts, and until Nick Sirianni got there, he had a different system and a different offensive coordinator every year of his career, going back to his senior year of high school. He was in a different system with a different coordinator every year at Alabama and then Oklahoma. And then when he got to the Eagles, and this was the first year in 2022 when he had the same system that he had learned the year before, and he could carry over and progress more in that and have the same coach, offensive coordinator around them, the same basic structure. And I just look at what Bill did over the last year where, okay, Josh McDaniels was going to go be a head coach, but not only did he not appoint an offensive coordinator who had any experience or a quarterback's coach with any experience, but he decided to upend the entire offensive system that Mac had spent his whole rookie year in.
It was regrettable.
And I think it's really interesting. I mean, your hero, your god, Andy Reid, and also yours, because he draws mustaches
Arcan
in commercials,
that, yeah.
Arcan.
Yeah, I do like that.
So he always has this sentiment that it takes 3 years for a quarterback to become comfortable and confident in a system. In year one, they can understand the basics of it and operate in it. In year two, they can kind of question it and make some of their own calls and go deeper. In year three, they're like a pro at it. And now you're taking Mac Jones into year three and possibly his third offensive system. You can be optimistic and say, well, with Bill O'Brien coming back and he's going to be quarterbacks and offensive coordinator, he'll go back to more of the Alabama stuff and he'll go back to more of the Patriots system that they ran in some shape or form for 23 years. But we don't really know that yet. I mean, maybe this is a course correction for Bill, but the fact that he either had the poor judgment or just the sheer balls to say, not only am I changing everything on the coaching staff around this kid, or maybe he just thinks Mac Jones is so brilliant that he could overcome all of that.
Or,
but it's so much, you're just building him up for failure. And I'm not trying to exchange Mac. I'm not trying to just, you know, apologize for Mac and excuse it. But you look at what Jalen Hurts went through and it's like, what's the difference this year? What's the difference for him? It's not something like a Josh Allen situation where it's like, oh, well, it took 4 years to break this wild stallion. And look at him now. And by the way, he might have regressed a little bit back into who he was before. I just look at those two things and I wonder, does Bill have the metabolism for it? Does he even want to do it?
Bill just thinks he can make up the difference because he believes in himself. And,
yeah,
you know,
that's right.
Yeah, I know that's right. I know that's how you feel. And what he still doesn't realize, and a lot of Patriots fans don't realize, is it was never really all that much about Bill. You know, I'm not saying Bill sucked, but it was never really all that much about Bill. It was about Tom Brady. And when Bill realizes that, maybe he'll stop taking risks with the Matt Patricias and Joe Judges of the world. Maybe he's starting to realize it, and that's part of the reason why Bill O'Brien is here.
But it wasn't even a miss. Like, you look at the and I just, you know, I spent a lot of time this morning thinking about this because you brought up the Jalen Hurts point, and it just is such mismanagement that it worked with Jalen Hurts when Nick Sirianni went in there and was like, this kid, his head is full of all these different systems. He's totally lost out there. Like, of course, he has a different skill set than Mac Jones, and he can run, and he's mobile, and all these things outside the pocket that Mac is never going to be.
That works in 2023, yeah.
But it also makes you wonder if Bill even understands at this point what makes Mac great.